This episode is a yearly tradition, I think 2 years in a row. We're closing in on 100 episodes.
Trying to build something here.
Yeah. This is exclusively for our fantasy football league. You can listen to it if you want, if you care about a league you're not in. We welcome that.
And a league with weird rules.
Weird rules.
Because we came up with them when we were like 15, 16 years old.
Well, I copied them from the very first fantasy football league I was ever in.
There you go.
So the weird rule is that it's essentially a two quarterback league. You have the usual quarterback, two running backs, three receivers, a wide receiver, tight end, and then a flex that can include a quarterback if you want. And quarterbacks get like uber points in our league with all the bonuses. So if you're smart, you play two quarterbacks. But this episode is our draft recap. And it's what we did last year. I think we had fun with it. Good, honest discussion. Some debate. Some predictions.
Some shitting on Nathan and Chase. It's always fun.
So we will... we just had our draft a week ago. Literally a week ago. The draft grades are back. We have Jason with the only A. He did not draft his own team. Kenny drafted his own team.
I have an A.
No, you don't.
Not according to Yahoo.
Yeah, I have an A minus.
Not on Yahoo.
Oh, not according to Yahoo. Not according to Yahoo.
Yeah, did you rate my team?
You do like...
Yeah, rate my team. Rate, yeah.
Make me feel better about myself.com.
I did that too, and I got an A minus, and I love it because it's like, it gives you like... Me it's too. Like, oh, I'll have great in-season management for sure. Like, yeah, 96% chance of making playoffs? Duh. But, Zach, we'll put your team in there next.
Oh, God.
We'll
get to it.
Speaking to the seven other members of our league that aren't on this podcast, Jason with the only A, he got an A. Nathan, Corey, Magato, and Kenny, all with Bs.
Nathan got a B?
Nathan got a B. Corey got a B. Magato and Kenny with B minuses. Me and you.
I like Nathan's team every year.
Nathan's team is garbage.
Every year sucks.
Well, it's basically, it goes off of Yahoo's rankings.
Nathan does not have a bad team.
Every year
Nathan has a good team.
His team is bad this year.
At the draft every year, I'm like, damn, Nathan, you have a good team. And then I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, you're right, Zach. Actually, his team does suck this year.
All right.
But every year, I usually like it.
Okay. And then
I actually like his team.
And then
we'll get
me
into it.
And Zach each got C pluses. Jeremiah, Scotty each got C's. And then Chase bringing up the rear with a D plus. So which team do
Chase's
you guys...
Chase's team is really
Do you guys want to go off the standings of last year or the in order of... The draft grades.
Standings last year.
All right. That's going to be tougher to get to, but somehow I managed by Michael Scott.
No, not off the standing as of last year. Let's do the other one.
Oh, okay.
Well, all right. So we'll go off of, we'll try last year's final standings, and this will be good because we'll get it out of the way, and that is because last year, Mags won. Get out of the way.
Ugh.
Mags. So the order will be Mags, Corey, me, and then who did I beat in the fourth place game? Nathan. Nathan got to the third place game last year. And then...
I didn't like Nathan's team last year.
Jeremiah is fifth. Kenny is sixth. And then I believe, Scotty, you won the consolation bracket. And then I know Jason finished 10th.
Yep.
I know Zach finished 9th. Good way to improve from the year before. So then who finished 8th? Who's the odd
I just
man?
Have awful in-game, in-season management.
That's what it is. Chase was 8th last year.
It's awful.
All right. So we'll run through the teams, what we like, what we don't like in our prediction for the regular season. Remember, it's out of 13 games, so... make your predictions based on that with the records. We start with Magato's team. Full disclosure, I drafted for him. So, gentlemen, from the jump, we'll start with Scotty. Say something good about Magato's team.
Scotty, say something nice about Magato's team.
You did a great job drafting it.
They have a lot of high projections that I don't understand.
Yes. Is that something good?
I mean, it would make me feel confident about having a shitty team.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I mean, like, Yahoo does it weird, especially with our league and the projections. Like, you should never... I wish projections were out the window.
It makes you overthink. Really,
well, I'll tell you one thing. Because, his team does...
Yeah, because it's like 15 points as a running back. Makes me think like, oh, dude, are you kidding me? That's a surefire play. But then it's like, they'll score seven. And
they're projected 15, but if they don't score that touchdown for the six, you know...
But, I'll say for week one, his team does not look good. He doesn't have anybody in his lineup.
Well, I'll piggyback off Scotty. He has a boom or bust potential because of Clyde Edwards-Helaire as your number one running back. Mm-hmm. Chris Carson always leads the league in fumbles.
Mike Evans, but he's got a new quarterback.
Right. And then I'll say Josh Allen was ranked high, mm-hmm. which is why his grade's good.
Right.
But I think everyone felt that Josh Allen was ranked. He was ranked top 10 on the list that we had, which we all thought was high. And then he has other guys that could produce, could not. Jonathan Taylor in Indianapolis that committee. Mark Andrews with the running back throwing to him.
Cam Akers
in the Rams backfield. Jerry Jeudy in Denver with that crowded receiving cast. And Jordan Howard going to a new team in Miami. So there's a lot of good...
good pick.
good potential, but we don't know. It's just hard. From the people he does have, I know he picked up Tyrod Taylor, so that's a pretty decent... I mean...
Picked up Tyrod Taylor.
Huh?
You picked up
him. No, he did.
Oh, he did.
I did not draft it for him.
Oh.
So other players he does have.
No, we did not pick up Tyrod Taylor.
I did not. Did I draft Tyrod Taylor for him?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that was his third quarterback. But I will say, if he has that hole at running back, he's got a 1,200-yard rusher in Lamar that kind of makes up for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the, if your receivers are low, but you have Kelsey or Kittle, you can kind of, kind of limit that a little bit. So, other than that, I mean, two of his starting receivers, I mean, failed to catch 70 passes last year. And then Odell had 74, Cooper Kupp had 94. I mean, he has 3,000-yard receivers. Based off the stats from last year, it looks okay. It's a tough one to start with because he has so much unknown on his team. That's the problem. So...
Well, and also, like, we can't really dive into how he was thinking because you did it.
Right.
He wasn't present at the draft.
Right. One of two. So it's hard. So we'll end his projection with or end his preview with how we think he's gonna do. We'll start with for each pick we'll do, and we're not gonna pick ourselves, but Scotty, Mag's record and yes or no playoffs.
Man.
Thing is, with Mags, too, he's not afraid to wheel and deal with trades and stuff. And he's good on the free agent wire.
I'll go yes playoffs at 7-6.
Okay. Yes to the playoffs.
And I only think that because if his running backs can turn out to be decent starters, and his quarterback, and he's got Lamar Jackson. If he can just get that, if he can get enough production from his second QB, he should be all right.
I think without a top tight end, because we don't think Mark Andrews, he could be, but
he could
I know
be.
He could be.
Double points.
I know. But with his receivers still need help, because I think Marvin Jones has that one big week every week, and Mike Evans, a lot of his points come from touchdowns, and we don't. Even more with the rookies drafted, Mike Evans is a question mark because of. You don't know what we already talked about. We don't know what Tampa Bay's going to run. So I'll say, and I'm not high on Cooper Kupp this year, but I will say 6-7 sneaking into a playoff spot. Zach.
I'm going to say 8-5, definitely getting the playoffs because there is no God and the bad guy always wins. I think he always – I'm really not a fan of the kid, but – he knows his fantasy football, I will say that, as unfortunate as it is. And I think that – and I'll probably get –
put him in a body bag, Zach.
If I
– fucking – jeez, dude, calm down.
If I by some miracle – I always know if by some miracle I make the playoffs, I'll end up playing in the first round and lose. And I have to play him – I already have to play him twice in the regular season, which I'm not a fan about. And I have to play him week one, and you draft him such a fucking killer team that I'm going to get – I'm going to get creamed. I know. But I just know that I'm going to get creamed week one. I hope not. But, yeah, I think he goes 8-5.
All right, next team. Runner-up from last year was Corey. Hashtag – Minshew Mania, naming his team after his third quarterback.
Guess who has his team?
I'll start with Corey. Very dependent on a Chargers offense. We don't know what it's going to look like with Tyrod and Herbert. With he's got Austin Eckler and he's got Keenan Allen. Love Keenan Allen and Eckler both when Phillip Rivers was the QB.
He's got Scotty's man crush.
Eckler caught 92 Wilson. Passes last year. I don't think that production's going to be there. But Eckler's also alone in that backfield with Melvin Gordon going to Denver. So
he's got Marquise Brown, who says he feels 100% better than he did this time last year.
Oh, so every receiver, right. Every player, every player's turning heads at practice.
Well, I mean, I mean, he started injured last year. He's coming in 100% fresh this year. So I think, you know, he's 100% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. I think he's gonna have I hope he has a great year. And that's one thing that he has to look forward to is he had the year he had last year. Coming into it slightly injured, so if you come into it fresh, as you by all accounts, you should probably have a good year.
Scotty, biggest question mark on Corey's team?
I'll say his entire bench. His entire bench looks right weak. Now? Montgomery, Minshew, Fant, Mattinson, Minnesota running back, Paris Campbell, LeSean McCoy.
Shady.
I mean, LeSean McCoy is droppable here.
Absolutely droppable with the Fournette news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, I love his two quarterbacks, Russell Wilson, Matt Ryan. Can't go wrong there.
Definitely a strength.
Great strength. Running backs, if Eckler can do what he did last year, if James Conner can be consistent.
James Conner has to have a bounce back here because last year he didn't have a great season.
I'd say the most underrated thing in our league are running backs. And so that's the one thing that I didn't win last year because my running backs were trash. You can't find a good running back every week.
I really liked his pickup with DK Metcalf. I think Metcalf could have a good year, good season
Metcalf's
this year.
I like Metcalf over for his receiving yards.
What is it at, 600 something?
No, it's high. It's,
oh, really?
It's like 875.
Wow, okay.
His receivers are okay, but unless he gets picks someone up who's good, I see Corey going like 5-8.
At what point they're like
missing the playoffs?
I love the pickup of Noah Fant because I think he's going to have a big year. But at what point how many good games does he have before you start him over one of your receivers? Because you don't have to start a tight end in our league. It's like unless you take like the top five tight ends.
Yeah, I don't think he'll ever find a good spot.
Yeah.
To play
you just
Fant
have to do it on a wing
with the weapons Denver has, it's not like Fant's going to be consistently
under
a top five tight
end.
There's no one on his bench that I feel comfortable starting, so that's why he's 5-8. Yeah. I love his starters, but
if I would say a weakness, it'd be like I said with the Chargers. Mm-hmm. But his running backs too. He's banking on James Conner having a bounce back year, which I do like Conner having. If I were him, I wouldn't take out of the realm of possibility if he's high on Minshew. Which I kind of am now that it kind of feels like they're T-wording it, where Minshew might throw a lot. If he's guaranteed to start every game, because who's the backup in Jacksonville? It's not like Foles is in there.
Blake Bortles not there.
Yeah, so I think Minshew is a decent play for
your bye week. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying if he were to trade Matt Ryan or Wilson for a solid running back down the road, see how Eckler Connor plays out. And if you could get a bigger name running back for one of these big quarterbacks,
then you could.
And if you could bridge that gap, as you like to say, with
didn't work out. Don't try to bridge gaps; it doesn't work.
But yeah, I can see, and I think Corey's pretty usually sharp in terms of picking up.
I mean,
a lot of people talking about how Gardner Minshew threw more touchdowns and less interceptions than Kyler Murray last year.
Yeah. Just real quick, I'll just get mine out of the way. I think he goes 6-7.
Okay.
Is that guaranteed to make you a playoff? I don't know. I don't think so.
It's a middle of the pack.
I think he could, but I think he goes 6-7.
What's
I think his quarterback. I think it's
yes or no.
No, I don't think he does. But I think his quarterbacks and receiving core gets him 6 wins.
All right, I'm gonna say Corey gets to 7 wins and gets in the playoffs. Yeah. It's tough because
it's a tough one too.
Yeah, no one's gonna have a team on here where we're like, okay, 10-3, and I think I mentioned in the draft breakdowns I did for all of you guys that it's like 10-win season regular seasons are like extremely rare in our league. But I have been 7-6 making the playoffs. All right, guys, you can now roast me, third place from last year. The Lucky Pierres.
Get a new team name.
No, it invokes fear. Like, oh, Lucky Pierres, I know who they are. I don't know. All right. Whoever wants to start and be nice.
Be gentle.
Your quarterbacks are iffy.
Yeah, Shelby and I went the same route and waited on quarterbacks.
One spot. Mm-hmm. Hoping.
I did too. Yeah, you're banking on them, and it's Shelby, I like your team. This reminds me of a lot of your team is a little bit better than mine was last year. I feel better about your team than I did about my team last year, and here's why. I went receivers last year, and I was like, oh my god, I have like, because I had Julio Jones and Michael Thomas on my team, and then I had AJ Green, obviously, you know how that went, and then another starter receiver. And I felt like fantastic every week, but without running backs last year, I forget who I even had at running back, but without the running backs last year, I fell into a deep hole where that was the one thing lacking. I couldn't make up for it because your receivers, dude, are way more hit or miss than you would think sometimes, especially in our league with that high point quarterbacks. But the reason I like your team a lot more is because Dalvin Cook and Nick Chubb, who you have both of. Along with Michael Thomas and Amari Cooper, I think, and A.J. Brown, who's supposed to be like the biggest eclipse in that. He's the most eclipsing wide receiver in fantasy this year. I mean, that's – and Zach Ertz. I think you have a chance for 9 wins here.
I appreciate that. It's
– But you're banking on exactly, the two QBs. I mean, if Cam Newton and Matt Stafford don't perform – like they can, you're in trouble. I mean, you're going to have to trade away some of these pieces.
Yeah,
for
and it's like, it's kind of, we're like, I like Stafford to be comeback player of the year. You like Big Ben to be comeback player of the year. We're kind of in the same boat, banking on it. And we'll obviously get to your team down the road. But, I like it when I can, I know the quarterbacks, the start percentage isn't going to be high because we have two QBs. But when the middle six are high and 7 of mine are in the 90%, it's like I feel decent about that. But I think, like you said, with receivers being hit or miss, I think Michael Thomas is the surest thing on my team. With Amari Cooper getting a rookie receiver in the mix along with Michael Gallup and AJ Brown, you know, if Derrick Henry runs 30 times a game, is, you know, how Corey Davis is still there, obviously, but I don't buy Tannehill being great. I think quarterbacks who have great.
Well, he's Dan Marino.
I think quarterbacks regress to the mean a lot faster especially in the NFL. It's the Ryan Fitzpatrick effect. Mm-hmm. Who's my third? And I thought I backed up the bench decent with Ronald Jones, but the Fournette news kind of scares me a bit. And then if you think Big Ben is having a big year, I like Deontay Johnson as his number two receiver. Managed 60 catches last year with those backup scrubs. And then I'm really banking on Zach's guy, J.K. Dobbins, to kind of kick Mark Ingram to the retirement home.
Or get Gus Edwards traded by the deadline.
And then Jamison Crowder being Sam Darnold's top target. So I like it.
It's just about finding some good dudes for the bench. Like, again with Corey's team, I think your bench is much stronger than Corey's is. With Deontay Johnson, who's a number two, Jamison Crowder, who is probably the most targeted player, maybe beyond Le'Veon Bell. You know, realistically, Gase really wants to use him as a receiver more. Hardman is good, but we don't know if his rookie stats will really translate.
Yeah, that's the most droppable guy I have, I think. He had 26 catches.
I think Ronald Jones is at this point. I don't like Ronald Jones anyway. I didn't like him last year, even throughout the year. I don't like him. Like, LeSean McCoy's opinion to me doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That he thinks he's talented because you wouldn't have signed Fournette.
Exactly.
Like, if you thought that high of him. So.
All right, Scotty gave
I like the bench, but
Scotty gave his
8-5. You make the playoffs.
Oh, I thought I got 9 wins from you.
Yeah, 9 wins. I heard that one.
You could push 9 wins, but I'm taking 8-5.
Zach, what do you got?
your quarterback situation is what scares me the most.
Yeah.
Because by Scotty's standards, you have a quarterback who's going to be benched or released by week 8 or 9. In Cam Newton.
Well, I took great odds on that one.
Fantastic odds on that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to happen. So, I got the best.
If he's benched or released, easy.
Your wide receiver. I love your wide receiver, especially the AJ Brown in Tennessee. I think is probably your most underrated one. More than Deontay Johnson, I think. Deontay Johnson, I'm not as high on him as you. But then again, what the fuck do I know? Your bench also scares me.
I'm only in the league.
Your bench, I love your running backs and I love your receivers, but your bench is what scares me a little bit more. With obviously you talked about Ronald Jones, J.K. Dobbins. You look at wide receiver or Ohio State offense in general in the NFL. You have just looking at running backs alone. What elite running backs has Ohio State put into the league besides Zeke Elliott?
Eddie George.
How long ago was that? A long time ago.
But how many of them went to the team who runs the ball?
Besides their last premium running back 3 years ago, who else have they put in the league?
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. You look at like Alabama puts one out.
That's not true.
Every fucking year. I'm not okay. So this is my time to talk. You already had your chance.
But you love Haskins as the steal of the draft, even though Ohio State's never had a good quarterback.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So I think that Ohio State is they put a lot of good defensive players into the NFL, but offense has been lacking this past decade or so, aside from Michael Thomas and Zeke Elliott.
Carlos Hyde.
Right, yeah. I mean.
So Carlos Hyde followed
Curtis
by
Curtis Samuel.
Not elite, though. I'm talking like great, you know. Anyways. Put anything under a microscope, it starts to fall apart.
Well, how many running backs are elite, though?
If you guys actually put statistics in my shit, I'm obviously wrong.
Right. And then I'm hoping that Mecole Hardman has a down year so that Sammy Watkins can have an up year. But, you know, I mean, you've got Mahomes throwing to you, so I guess everybody can feast. But, yeah, I would say your strengths, obviously, your wide receivers and your running backs, quarterbacks, and bench are your weaknesses. I would put you at 9 wins, for sure. Definitely make it the playoffs. You always do. You always find a way to manipulate it. I can't tell you why, because there's no...
You're leading left.
He's gonna be moving in, so there's plenty of time for that. I have a conspiracy. You always find a way to get to the playoffs, and it's because you're the commissioner. Now, I can't give you any evidence as to why, but I know that it's happening because it's obvious.
Okay, it is obvious. All right, next team. Fourth place finish last year. I did not know that. It is Nathan. Probably the most discussed team each year, I find. After I look at the draft board, I'm like, Nathan's really? It's like, God, he could be a hot cup. He could be a tall glass of water. He could be a piece of shit.
Well, we all know he's a piece of shit, but his team could be either.
No, I like his team.
God, not a fan.
I'll start here. I don't think I mentioned earlier that I think running backs in our league are the most underrated position. And he's got two great ones, Ezekiel Elliott and Josh Jacobs, who could very well go over his current line in Vegas, which is 1,100 yards. Premier back now for Vegas and the Raiders. And I just...
Scotty, you like his team because of Kyler?
No, not even.
I know you're high on Kyler.
No, he's got the starter in Miami too, Breida. I think that was a good trade. I like Justin Jefferson. He's the number two in Minnesota. That's a great receiver to have on your bench. And I think what I was saying was the running backs in our league are so underrated, but the wide receivers are so overrated. You could literally pick one every single week. Pick up a new one who's going to be – like Breshad Perriman won championships last year because he picked him up – because I picked him up like week 14. You know what I'm saying? Like,
didn't win you a championship.
You could drop – like his wide receivers are fine to me. McLaurin, DJ Chark Jr. Yeah. And
when your best wide receiver is your tight end.
Well, from the only thing with his
receivers – Kelsey's a pretty good top receiver to have at your tight end.
Exactly. I love the Kelsey pick. But with Ryan Tannehill, Minshew, and Haskins throwing to your top three receivers could scare you a little bit.
Sure.
I think that's fair.
For sure.
I think that's fair enough.
I like Parker's emergence last year. McLaurin did that, but McLaurin had a great season with Keenum and Haskins throwing to him last year.
Mostly Haskins. Yeah. That's the good part about it is because I think those three receivers are going to be on teams that win two to six games, and they'll be throwing a lot at least.
The other thing about those three receivers is they're not being put into new systems. Oh, well, I guess they are, but they're not being put into new quarterbacks. They already have chemistry that they've proven with good fantasy value in the past. So McLaurin, Chark, and Parker have the same QBs, and with those same QBs, they did well last year. So you'd have to think that those are pretty good picks to start on at least a weekly basis. You have a good decision to make starting them every week. And on the bench, you have Sterling Shepard, who's a number one or two. Emmanuel Sanders, who, you know, could easily, both of those two guys, Shepard and Sanders, could be starters every week. And Jefferson, we don't know. And I like his quarterbacks. Obviously, I'm huge on Kyler Murray. I think he's a first-round pick if we were doing all QBs first round. Carson Wentz, I'm not huge on, but, like, I don't know. He's okay. Yeah.
Potential very good at the receiver spot on the bench,
yep,
like you already mentioned. And then not a bad handcuff with Murray. Or it's not a handcuff because he doesn't have Kamara, but wouldn't be bad to have Murray if Kamara were to hold out or something like that. Zeke seems like, okay, he's obvious pick. You plug him in, you don't worry about it the whole year. How much, four straight years, well, I guess you didn't in 2017, but three out of the last 4 years, over 300 touches, and, I mean, almost 400 if you include playoffs and receptions. I kind of worry about his production a little bit, but you can't because he's one of the elite backs, and he is just a plug and play. But I would be concerned if he's got some of that Henry wear and tear.
Yeah,
that's just that. That's it.
I like Dak throwing in the ball a lot too this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think with CeeDee Lamb coming in there, Dak has a good chance to talk his way into an MVP or play his way into at least a. I don't think he wins it, but I think he can get close to an MVP conversation.
Yeah. Because he's a Dallas quarterback. If you do well, as a Dallas quarterback.
Yeah. Right. He's got a lot of weapons. He's got a great offensive line. That's all you need for a QB to be. He's set up for the best success, arguably, than anyone else.
I'm not sold on Wentz as much. I think, looking at his stats last year, the most quiet 4,000-yard season ever.
Mm-hmm.
And numbers look good. 27 touchdowns, 7 picks. I mean, it doesn't matter to Nathan if Wentz gets hurt in the actual playoffs. I mean, fantasy's all gone. Also had 16 fumbles last year. That kind of adds up. And Kyler, Scotty, you're big on Kyler. I'm kind of iffy.
The best thing for him,
if they have tape on Cliff Kingsbury, you look at, like, Murray's being mentioned in, like, the breakout seasons. Like, Lamar had to win an MVP in year two, and Patrick Mahomes in year two. But Lamar and Mahomes, Mahomes, there was no tape because he didn't start the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lamar's offense completely changed from when he replaced Joe Flacco.
Right.
But I don't mind because I think Baker Mayfield has a better year.
That's what I was going to say.
He's actually focused on football and not Hulu commercials.
Yeah, Mayfield.
Cheesecake Factory parking lot.
Mayfield has a lot of weapons. He's a great third QB to.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, I think his biggest strength here is QBs, because if something happens to Wentz, you still have Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can pick up some person for your week 9, week 8 bye week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That week 9, week, that bye week's going to mess up Nathan. But, I mean, I never once drafted with bye weeks in
the right, league. Never.
Taking Nathan at 8 wins.
Playoffs. I was going to say 8 wins in the playoffs.
I've got him at 7.
7-6, playoff sack?
Yeah.
All right.
We're in consensus. Is that our first consensus on playoffs, or no? We all said you were going to the playoffs.
Well,
right?
I'm not counting that because I didn't give myself a prediction.
Okay, that's fair.
Did
we all say Mags was going to the playoffs?
We all did.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, next team. The least tenured person in our league, that is Jeremiah.
Did I say someone wasn't making the playoffs yet, by the way?
Corey.
Okay, Corey, you're not making the playoffs. Sorry, dude. All
right, Fuck you. Jeremiah's team. Already took a hit, kind of, with the Fournette news.
Yeah.
I think that was pretty high. I have the draft board in front of me on how the picks went. So, give a brief recap of Jeremiah's top choices. He went Deshaun Watson first, DeAndre Hopkins second, Breeze third, and then that's when the kind of the rub comes with his running backs, because he didn't draft one until the fourth round. He went Fournette and Gurley back to back, and then waited until the ninth to draft Devin Singletary. So, running back's the clear issue off the jump for me in terms of his lineup.
If you think about, he's got Marlon Mack, who you love.
I love.
Yeah, I think he's going to be splitting carries with Jonathan Taylor, but...
I've never seen an 1,100-yard running back be so ranked
down
because this bulldozer from Wisconsin, who's he doesn't look like doesn't look like a three-down back.
They didn't give Mark Ingram a downgrade like that, and they took... arguably a better running back from Ohio State as a rookie. So I think that at least as a pass catcher out of the back, which would give you more points because nobody talks about Jonathan Taylor being a pass catcher out of the backfield. But moving on, though, I think also if anything happens to Zeke, I mean, Zeke's had he's not had a major injury yet, so that's either a good sign.
He likes carbs.
Yeah. So I think or if he just gets gassed by the end of the season because he's a fat fuck. Mm-hmm. It might be as fat as Zion Williamson. You have Tony Pollard. So Jared Cook, I like at tight end. Although, again, you run into an issue at to a lesser extent. But still, when do you put him over one of your wide receivers? Because I feel like he's got good wide receivers with Hilton and Hopkins. Fuller always has a chance to go off. I mean, you see what happens. You have an opportunity for double points there with Watson and Will Fuller. Will Fuller being the number one receiver in Houston, I guess. Or you have
Brandon Cooks.
Brandon Cooks, I guess. So Will Fuller is a killer. So he's always going to go off for like 1 or 2 weeks a year
but
for like 30 points.
All the time.
Yeah,
Scotty, Jeremiah's time. Team.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Jeremiah's team. I hate it. It's garbage.
I'm not crazy about it.
He's got Watson and Breeze and Rivers. Good QBs.
Gurley could have a big year.
To swap out.
Who knows?
But Breeze and Rivers could always score like 10 points a game, and with Breeze on the downside, his running backs, like you guys said, are trash. Gurley. I mean, Gurley, like, the year Gurley had last year, to me, was luck.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how Gurley...
Well, the points he had, 201 points, basically because, like, he seemed to have 20 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns each week.
Well...
Right, exactly.
The last thing I'll say about his team, and I will say he only gets 5 wins, does not make the playoffs, but you think it's a team that's not going to do well just by looking at it, but you're always nervous about playing it because he has Watson and Breeze who could go off for 30-plus point games easily. Mm-hmm.
Hopkins with the new system. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
No, that's it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I don't think Curtis Samuel belongs on the team. I don't think Jared Cook belongs on the team. I don't think Pollard belongs on a team in general. I don't know why Singletary is highly regarded.
Jared Cook belongs.
Allen Robinson, T.Y. Hilton, I guess.
Hurt himself.
His wide receivers are solid. His QBs are okay. 4 wins, no playoffs.
He sacrificed quarterback for his running backs because the running backs are so bad, and it gets worse with Fournette. Not expected to put up big numbers in Tampa Bay. Jared Cook, you get that quarterback-receiver matchup, but you never know when to play Jared Cook. Allen Robinson's the only decent receiver in Chicago. 98 catches last year. Did not know that. But who's going to be throwing to him? What chemistry he has with both quarterbacks? T.Y. Hilton hurt a lot. He's the best option in Indianapolis. I like Phillip Rivers as a good QB3. I think he's good for winning games, not for fantasy, even though he led the AFC in passing yards last year. Official prediction... Zach has him at 5-8 missing the playoffs. Scotty 4-9 missing the playoffs, and I have him at 4-9 missing the playoffs.
Sounds like a pretty good consensus. Okay.
All right, we are
next
on
one.
To
number
Kenny.
5.
Nope.
6.
Place.
Kenneth.
Kenny.
Tickle shits himself.
He did draft his own team and
hasn't changed his profile picture yet.
That's true. Scotty, Kenny's team.
I also don't really like Kenny's team. I mean, I like Prescott. I like Drew Lock, obviously, big cock lock. Good pick. Alvin Kamara is good, but he's starting week one. Beyond Alvin Kamara, his running backs are just about garbage.
Yeah.
Just about all garbage. I mean, Kareem Hunt,
DeAndre
hopefully
Swift.
Kareem Hunt can, like...
James White.
Can split enough to put up, you know, good points with Nick Chubb. But he's starting DeAndre Swift, who... He's not even the week one starter.
Right.
He might not put up numbers all year. I mean,
he's got
Kerryon Johnson
Zach
is a
Moss,
great back.
Daryl Henderson and James White on your bench is just questionable.
And you know where Kenny kind of we all agree his running backs are where he's lacking.
Wide receivers look great.
Yeah, wide receivers look great. And the running backs
They look good.
The running back for him was tough because
tell me why his wide receivers look great.
The running back position was tough for him, and this is why. He takes Cortland Sutton right after Schuster, which was good, but then 9 running backs were picked before his next pick of Calvin Ridley. That's tough. So he takes Sutton, and then Kenyon Drake, Eckler, Fournette, Aaron Jones, Carson, Le'Veon, Gurley, James Conner, and Johnson, or David Johnson, all go before his next pick. So he kind of got screwed out. And that's why he takes Ridley, doesn't take another running back until Hunt. So just to textualize why it might look like that is just some bad luck as a big string of red on the board.
I get
it. Midwest on election night.
I get it, but even looking at I get it, but even looking at his wide receivers, like Sutton, okay, I get it. He's the number one, but he's also has a ton of weapons around him. There's also a question mark with Locke, who's his second QB. Locke, who knows it with Locke? Honestly, I don't know. I want them to do well. I hope and pray. But there's also a lot of other weapons and security blankets, like with Fant. Judy could emerge and be a great wide receiver. Who knows with Sutton? Ridley is the number two in Atlanta, no doubt. I like Ridley, but not as a number one. Juju Smith-Schuster is hurt. You have to hope for a comeback year. So there's question marks all three. Like, he doesn't have a bona fide number one receiver.
And I like Kamara to bounce back because we found out he was nursing an injury basically all of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the numbers suffered because of that 81 catches like and then Kamara. That running back. You know, you hope DeAndre Swift, and that's what assessing rookies that are starting in our league is tough. You just really don't know.
Scotty just doesn't like Swift because he's got Kerryon Johnson on his team and he wants him to do well.
I will say...
That's not true. I called the Lions out for drafting Swift at the draft because I thought that was a terrible pick. Like, they have a starting running back.
With
the
Giants, Golden Tate, there were a few games he got – he had good numbers with Daniel Jones, and then I think he was hurt, and Sterling Shepard couldn't stay on the field. Evan Ingram couldn't stay on the field, and Darius Slayton went off last year.
Yeah.
And then last thing on Kenny's team, Zach Moss, another guy they're supposed to split carries with Singletary, so you don't know. And then Daryl Henderson Jr. in a Rams backfield that just lost Gurley. You don't know who the lead back is. It could be Henderson. And I don't even know the other guy. And I just saw his
their
name.
The rookie.
I just saw his name on
Hard Knocks. We were just talking about him in the Akers. Cam Akers.
Yeah, Cam Akers. Thank you. The Rams backfield's kind of a cluster. Buffalo, you don't know they split carries, but I know they run the ball the second most in the AFC behind Baltimore. Or third most behind Tennessee and Baltimore. So... some potential at least, and he's got a good backup at Kareem Hunt in case something were to happen to Chubb. Official predictions, Scotty.
I'll give Kenny 5 wins here.
5-8?
No playoffs.
Missing the playoffs. Zach?
6, I think he sneaks in.
6-7, making the playoffs. I'll say 7-6, makes the playoffs.
Now we move on to the cash ass smackers. Scotty, your team, 7th. I'm gonna go ahead and open it up. I actually like your team. I think your weakness, I think here it could be a strength because you have unknowns in Bridgewater and kind of an unknown in Daniel Jones. You don't know. I think Daniel Jones has a very high cap this year, but he could also throw 15 picks or some crazy shit like that. You don't really know.
Like the Daniel Jones pick because I think the Giants win 6 games. He throws a lot.
Yeah, they do. They do throw a lot. Even if he does throw a lot of picks, you could have like a 3-touchdown, 2-pick game, and you still have a decent production from Daniel Jones. Bridgewater, you just hope for the upside there. Obviously, Shelby is down because he hedged a ticket on that one.
On what?
On Teddy Bridgewater in Carolina. You think that you hedged? You think it could be second worst record in the NFL?
Oh yeah, Carolina or Jacksonville could each
right.
have it.
Right, but you can still score a lot of points and lose every game. So, moving on to your running backs, obviously CMC, great pick at number 3. And then your wide receivers looking pretty good with Godwin, but again, that's an unknown. Robert Woods, you hope that he's with Cooks no longer there. You hope he soaks up a lot of those extra passes. Although Higbee, I think he's primed for a big year. You have Tyler Boyd on your bench. Le'Veon Bell, I don't know, but I like the Darius Slayton pick. I don't know about Kerryon Johnson, but I think, ultimately, Scotty, I think you get to 7 wins. I think you make the playoffs.
Picks I like on Scotty's team, Big Ben, who I think could be comeback player of the year. And then, obviously, Scotty, McCaffrey complements your receivers, as does Kittle. So... And since you have the number one running back, you can afford, because I don't like Bell, and Mostert's kind of, we don't know, because he was kind of a playoff god last year. But McCaffrey.
McKinnon's back now.
Breda's gone.
That's the name. But that's the kind of McCaffrey helps you in the running back department, obviously, running for 1,400 last year, and helps you in the receiver category, catching 116 balls. How different it's going to look, I don't know.
Week 11 is going to be tough for him, though, because if you look, you have John Brown out, Darius Slayton bye week, Le'Veon Bell bye week, Daniel Jones bye week, George Kittle, Mostert bye week. So I think week 11 is going to be – that's a tough one.
But I'll say
– that's okay. I know where I stand by week 11.
And with McCaffrey did all that last year with Kyle Allen, so you like him to do it with Bridgewater, and Bridgewater's – known as a check down guy. Mm-hmm. And another thing with, I would have taken Kelce over Kittle because I want a piece of that Mahomes offense. And mm-hmm. But the thing is, and that's the misconception, is that you took Kittle or someone took Jimmy G, they're like, all they think about are the playoffs, mm-hmm. where he didn't have to throw. He threw 476 times last year. That's 29 times a game. So Garoppolo got his reps in.
Mm-hmm.
Kittle got 85 catches, over 1,000. Obviously, you'd hope he scores more than 5 touchdowns this year, but that's how many Kelce had last year. You look at your starters.
Yeah. Well, so my thinking with Kittle over Kelce is the fact that all these wide receivers, I mean, name a wide receiver that was even drafted for the Niners right. in the draft.
Was that Ayuk?
I don't think there was one.
Ayuk?
Yeah. No, he's available right now.
Oh, you mean drafted as in fantasy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. And I don't see
Curtis Samuel
like
Stanford?
So there's all these injuries. So I have Kittle, but then I also have Mostert. Yeah. So someone's got to score. Someone has, you know what I mean? And if it's not Mostert on the ground, hopefully if he starts all game, then hopefully it's Kittle as a security blanket, you know, at least
the best part I think is that the middle six, that's the middle six between your two starting quarterbacks, mm-hmm. you have 5,000-yard receivers from last year. And they all had over 85 catches. Yep. That's the big part to me.
Yep.
Yeah, there's certain situations that are different because Godwin has a new quarterback, Edelman has a new quarterback, and then I think that's it, actually. Robert Woods still has Goff, Kittle still has Garoppolo, so and McCaffrey has a new quarterback.
Boyd has a new quarterback.
That's what I was looking for. And then hinging on if Big Ben has a bounce back year, I think he does. Going into last year, he went for 5,000 the year before, and now he gets hurt, and now he plummets the quarterback rankings. Daniel Jones, I love because of the Giants being down in so many games. Tyler Boyd, Joe Burrow thinks he has, and you have a 1,000-yard receiver in Boyd on the bench. So I think if there was a weak position, it would be running back. But I already said McCaffrey helps you in that area because he does so much for you. Because I don't like Le'Veon Bell, and I'm iffy on Mostert. And Kerryon Johnson's got Swift breathing down his neck. Cool. So, official predictions,
record.
We will go, Scotty, you don't get to pick, but I will say Scotty goes 8-5, makes the playoffs as a 3-seed.
If I said you were going to get 9 wins, would you have said I had 9 wins?
Yeah, probably, I'd be talking to that.
Damn it.
You can still change it, I'll give you 9 wins right now.
Dude, you were definitely getting 9 wins. I need to switch it up.
All right, official predictions for Scotty. I'll go 9-4, making the playoffs with a bye. All right, Zach?
I think Scotty gets 8 wins.
All right, next team.
It obviously makes the playoffs.
We go to Chase, who had the worst draft per Yahoo. Can't be trusted the entire time. A lot of times it's wrong. Most of the time it's wrong.
But not Chase, in this situation.
Chase last year finished 8th, and we'll see how it is. And I'll start. Obviously, Saquon, first round, you can't – I mean, he needs better numbers than he did last year. Of course, he was injured.
Yeah.
From a receiver standpoint, a lot of 3,000-yard receivers who had 80 or more catches last year in Jarvis Landry, Lockett, and Adams. Like Adams because I like Aaron Rodgers. Lockett and Landry, I'm kind of iffy. A very slotty receiving lineup with Lockett and Landry. And then Tom Brady's the biggest one where I can't believe he had over 4,000 last year, but we don't know what Tampa's doing.
My issue is this fucking idiot took 3 rookie wide receivers just because I don't know what the thought process is there. T. Higgins, Henry Ruggs, and Jalen Reagor.
Well, Higgins, because he's partially a Bengals fan. Reagor, because he's a bona fide Eagles fan.
Yeah,
and then the bench scares the shit out of me. I hate it.
He's got Tariq
Cohen's awful.
David Johnson,
for fantasy.
Derek Carr.
David Johnson's who knows what Kenyon leg
Drake.
He's on if he comes back.
Do you think Kenyon Drake has a big year in Arizona?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, he came on he so could. Strong. At
I the have end no of idea, year. But yeah. like,
And then if he's planning on Gronk's bad. I hate
that's
that
a bad pick. Yeah. And what round did he take him? Real quick, do you know?
Yeah. The thing is, after Gronk, who I think's a bad pick, and he's starting Gronk, is I don't know who he would throw into that spot in terms of a wide receiver tight end to replace him.
He's probably just waiting on which rookie does the best so he can insert them.
Yeah, well, he's got a problem week 6 and week 9. So you look at week 6.
Who cares about the bye okay. weeks? Right. But Dick. Here's how his draft went. Zach shakes his head, pointing out bye weeks for the season preview. Oh, you'll run into a problem this week.
It's a big deal.
So he went Barkley, Davante Adams, and then Brady. So in terms of, like, I guess we should have done this, like, who was still on the board when he picked this person. So it kind of, thing with Kenny and running backs is kind of the same with Chase and quarterbacks. Right before he took Brady, Breeze and Ryan went. So you would love it more if he took Brady, or he didn't take Brady and got one of those. Because after Brady, the next quarterback was Stafford in the fourth round by me. It almost snaked all the way back around to him. So Stafford and Big Ben still on the board when all that went down. But yeah, he went Barkley, Adams, Brady, then Kenyon Drake, and David Johnson's early for me. Way early. But again, he kind of Gurley and James Conner right beforehand. So he kind of got the Kenny stuck on that running back run. But in the end, you think if Baker has a bounce back, maybe, but I just don't like this skilled position, especially with Gronk, where he's not going to be the Gronk of old.
He's got the worst bench in the entire league, I think.
I think there's no question.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I love Kirk Cousins. I do. I like Kirk Cousins as a second quarterback, but I don't like Brady because you can't give me gravy and tell me it's jelly because gravy ain't sweet. Zach, if you want to just continue the office, like, quote there.
Kirk is the number two, but it's like, is Brady even a number one?
No, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I think Brady, again, is higher in fantasy than he is in real life. Like, I don't understand why people continue to take Brady. Even last year, he was garbage. Like, so you're expecting a 44-year-old quarterback to perform like he did 3 or 4 years ago, and that, you know, or to bounce back. And I wouldn't want to rely on my fantasy number one quarterback on that.
Okay.
I would take Stafford over Brady there.
All right, official predictions for Chase. Zach, what do you got him at?
4 wins.
4-9.
Not making it.
Missing the playoffs. I'll double down on that and say 4-9, missing the playoffs. I don't really know what Chase's, like, MO is when in terms of free agent. I don't think he's the sharpest.
Nope.
In terms of free agent. Scotty?
Well, someone's got... Chase, I'm sorry. Someone's got to be the gigantic fucking loser. So I'll give you three wins here, dude.
All right. Next one.
I like David Johnson. I'll say that. I like
my guy was Zach. Finished 9th last year. Bounce back, Sealsen. Zach, let me find your team. What'd you change it to? CD's Nuts?
CD's Nuts with all Z's. All
right, so let's Zach will be the first team we break down. History-wise, Zach, 10 seasons in the league. The only owner without a playoff win, besides Jeremiah, 0-8.
Oh, boy.
Playoffs, 4 appearances.
Playoffs?
Overall record, 20 games under .500. Zach, what are you doing to bounce back this year?
Here's the thing. I don't know if the problem is if I overthink my in-season management or underthink it.
Okay.
And I don't know which way to go because it seems like I have...
You overthink it.
100%. I have too many...
You think you underthink and then you overthink. You overthink that you're underthinking it.
I don't remember asking. You
kind of did.
I didn't. Shelby did. So I think that...
I'm not part of the podcast.
I probably stick to my guns this season. I'm just going to try to... I would not go with too many trades. I would like to get rid of Philip Lindsay because I don't know. I think that unless
Philip Lindsay sucks. Someone trade him. Someone take him from me.
Right.
He'll be good.
No, I mean, as somebody who needs, who gets running back desperate, I hope Melvin Gordon has an injury that way that will up his stock and I can get rid of him, because I really like my running backs this year. I only have three of them. So,
ooh, that's tough.
Yeah.
I really like my running backs, but I want to get rid of one of them. I only have three of them.
For a receiver.
Right. Well, I feel like that. If you go that late in the season, you can always find someone to pick up. So,
Zach, got to do better this year. You're already a lifetime member, but finished 9th or 10th in 4 of the last 5 years. So I'll dive into the team here.
Plays the hits.
Plays the hits. Jimmy G, I said it with Kittle. I mean, it's a myth that he doesn't throw the ball as much. Maybe in the playoffs when they were winning by a trillion. So I like it there. I like Scotty earlier in the pod. He liked the under in Gallup's yards, and I agreed with him now that they have CeeDee Lamb. But Galladay underrated 11, almost 1,200 yards and led all wide receivers in touchdowns last year, playing half the season with bad quarterbacks, Driscoll and Blau. So obviously Tyreek Hill was your second pick. Derrick Henry, I have the same thing with Zeke problem. It's just those big bruising backs. You know how you don't pay them big contracts normally. You don't know how long they're gonna last. And then Mixon a good fourth. So I don't mind that you went two running backs, two receivers, first four. And then Rodgers is your first quarterback. That's kind of like a grandfathered in good pick. Like, oh, it's Aaron Rodgers. But I mean, the numbers say it, statistically, I mean, he's more about winning games than putting up big performances. Burrow was a little early. He's back.
Yeah, no, I think that I knew after Burrow got, you know, had that great season at LSU, I knew I was going to want him in fantasy. That's why I've been big on the Bengals here lately. Scotty will just tell you that, yeah, he's just in love with the secret closet Bengals fan. I fucking hated the Bengals. Shelby, you know that. I've hated the Bengals for a long time, and I still don't love them, but I love, I think that Mixon is going to have a good year with the contract, and I'm high on Burrow, and hopefully AJ Green is a bounce back year. I'm not starting in week one because he's such a big question mark, but if things get dicey with Gallup later on, I have a good go-to with AJ Green.
Yeah, my problem was the order you took him, because I think you could have waited. In a four-pick span, you took three quarterbacks. So in your four picks, you took two guys that you aren't playing in Burrow and Green. You are playing Rodgers and Garoppolo. So you're playing your first and your fourth pick in that span, but not Burrow and Green. And there's just a lot of guys in the middle that I think your team could have benefited from, like an A.J. Brown or a Lockett or a Landry or a D.K. Metcalf or Hilton or Keenan Allen or Allen Robinson or you know, Cooper Kupp. So that was risky, especially the Burrow pick early. He would have definitely probably still been on the board a couple picks later. But if you're high on him after that season that he had. And then the bench is... you kind of got yourself handcuffed where you might not know who to start between CeeDee Lamb and Gallup if Lamb is good. And then AJ Green, you said, is the question mark already. And then Lindsey's in a split backfield. Samuel's hurt. And Sammy Watkins is in such a crowded space with all those playmakers on the Chiefs offense. So I don't like the bench. But an underrated pick is Darren Waller at tight end. No idea why he was, like, he's not up there in the Ertz and the Kelseys and the Kittles where he's still available to you. I forget what round you got him in. Deep. I think it was, 12th? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11th. So, Darren, I think that was a steal. I mean, he's being started in almost 90% of leagues. So, 90 catch season, 11-45, and only 3 touchdowns. But, And now with Tyrell Williams out for the year, he might be more targeted by Derek Carr. So, anything else to add on Zach's team? Scotty?
Yeah, I mean, Zach, I think you took Tyreek Hill right where he was supposed to be taken. I freaking love Tyreek Hill on this team. I like Galladay, too. I think you're going to have a struggle to pick your third wide receiver a week. I like Darren Waller at tight end. I actually like the idea of always starting a tight end, because it usually works out if you can pick right on any team. The one thing, like I've been preaching this podcast, the one thing you can't afford in our league is to not have a second running back. Henry is a good pick here. I like Mixon too, off a fresh deal. But when you're not starting them, you got Phillip Lindsay who's splitting backs, because I mean you can always pick up another wide receiver. There's always going to be wide receivers. You could start and play a third string wide receiver on a team and score just as many as a starter that week. You just never know. But a running back, there's only 32 starters, and almost always those 32 starters are on someone's roster. So that's going to be a tough one if Lindsay doesn't pan out to be, or if Henry and Mixon don't pan out to be quality every week starters, because you never know with wear and tear. But ultimately, I like your team. I'm gonna say, just because I don't have a ton of faith in Garoppolo and Rodgers at 1 and 2. If Burrow picks up, I'll give you 7. But if he doesn't, I'm gonna go with 6 wins.
6 and 7, make.
And you'll sneak in. You'll sneak in.
I'll double down on that and say 6 and 7, sneaking into that 6th seed. And Zach does not.
But Zach can't overthink and trade away his best player.
All right, last team of the night is Jason, our defending 10th place person. He's won a championship.
My week one matchup. Yeah.
Where's he at? Tighten up. Is
he
the only
so
A?
So he got picked by Kenny. Yes. Kenny picked his team.
And Kenny, I mean, by Yahoo's estimates, has picked him a decent team. I just struggle with the
love
what?
His team. I love his team. I think Kenny picked Jason a better team than his own.
Well, I mean, Mahomes is obviously a slam dunk. Goff, I love. Led the NFL in attempts last year. I think they're going to be a 500 team. He's going to throw a lot. Tannehill's a great third quarterback with the numbers he put up in a shortened year for him last year. The running backs maybe scare me a bit because Aaron Jones can't repeat what he did last year. And then Miles Sanders is such a question mark because you don't know with Philly, Boston Scott. Doesn't Boston Scott, doesn't he sound like, oh, they're on The Bachelor and there's two Scotts, so this guy's Boston Scott? Adam Thielen, he drafted him the Minnesota receiving corps from last year. Thielen's 31 with a back issue, so health is a concern. And then, see, I don't like Diggs with Josh Allen throwing to him. But everyone else seems to be on Allen's side, so Yahoo loves him. And then Hunter Henry, the same kind of deal where it's Tyrod and maybe Justin Herbert.
The Aaron Jones pick is good. I love that. I mean, I don't really see.
I love it too.
Yeah, you have that. They drafted a rookie running back, didn't they?
Yeah,
but
he's a bruiser. Like he's not a three down back.
Yeah.
Dylan,
yeah.
AJ Dylan.
Yeah, AJ Dylan. And then
that might hurt goal line.
Yeah, I think that having Mark Ingram on his bench and Melvin Gordon on his bench, and then if something happens to Derrick Henry, God, please don't. You have Darrington Evans as your handcuff there. Christian Kirk.
After Hopkins, they're going to have to throw to someone else. Christian Kirk, 68 catches for 709 and 3 last year. Who else? Andy Isabella and Larry Fitz.
Yeah.
Kirk's in the mix.
And I think Hunter Henry, it's a boom or bust year, I think, for him. With that quarterback situation, you could have a great year, or things could just not go well because, you know, that you have a quarterback who could not do very well in Tyrod Taylor. You have a rookie who lets every defense know when he's going to be passing because he creams his jeans when he comes to the line.
Based on his quarterbacks, I love Jason's team, and I think there's potential galore. It's one of those. It's not starting rookies like we've seen where we can't, like Magato's team, where we don't know about the rookies. It's starting guys that were either injured last year, a la Thielen, Aaron Jones, Miles Sanders, where he only ran for 818, and he's kind of in a committee. And then two of his top three receivers with DJ Moore and Diggs are with new quarterbacks, and I'm always kind of weary about that. But, I think – and Jason's another solid in-season management guy.
I like the DJ Moore a lot. I think he's underrated.
And I like Kenny picking him Harrison Butker. I mean, top offense, top kicker. Did Kenny get Tucker?
Yeah.
Okay. So Kenny drafted Justin Tucker for himself, Butker for Jason. So you like those. And now we'll finish it off with our official predictions. I like Jason at an 8-win team, 8-5, making the playoffs.
I'm gonna take him at 9 wins,
9-4, making the playoffs.
I'll do 7 and make it.
All right, there you have it, guys. Good luck this season. Pay your league fees. By the time this is out, you'll already know that I freezed all your teams who didn't pay. So shout out to Zach. Shout out to Nathan. Shout out to Scotty. Shout out to Kenny. Shout out to Jason. Shout out to myself. 6 out of 10 that did pay. And best of luck this season, unless your name's Corey.
Fuck you, Corey.